Log Talk Radio.
Frequencies open, sir.
Link established.
You're connected to the Access America Radio Network.
Ah, I have access.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Gruskowski, joined by my co-host, goalie Bob Nemitz. And Bob, we have quite a show tonight, don't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got George Gonzalez from Extreme HD. You know, no one hooks you up with satellite CEOs like how SatelliteGuys.us does.
Yeah, it's great to have you here with us, George, tonight. How's weather where you're driving at now?
Cold, but Washington's doing fine.
How much snow you got?
Well, we had a record fall last week of 22 inches.
Wow. It's snowing pretty good right here. In fact, I'm actually sitting outside tonight doing this thing here, but it's snowing out, and it's kind of beautiful. But, George, it's great to have you with us. For those who don't know anything about Extreme HD, can you tell people about Extreme HD?
Oh, certainly, Scott. Thank you very much. Extreme HD is launching a nationwide network that's going to be bringing the highest quality and high-definition content to the consumer's home. They'll be able to get Blu-ray quality titles at home at very economical prices with the ultimate inconvenience, having the movies delivered to them. And, of course, this is all via satellite.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we saw you at the Consumer Electronics Show, and I got to be honest with you, George, your product is really hard to explain to people. Because what I consider it basically a Swiss Army knife of home entertainment. It's got so many facets of it. Can you explain to us some of the media server portions of it?
Well, certainly. The heart of our system is the Extreme HD media server. The media server contains our proprietary satellite transport system, which enables consumers to receive high-quality content, unlike the content received by other types of services. And the media server performs many different functions. Not only is it a movie delivery system, but it has a network video recorder. It has a PBX built into it to provide additional value to the consumers. And it can, once it retains the content in the server, it can distribute it to many different clients so that one server hidden away in a closet in a basement somewhere out of the way where the wife doesn't mind, it can deliver multiple streams of HD. And the HD we're talking about is important. It's 1080p, so Blu-ray quality delivered throughout the home.
Excellent. Well, folks, we have George Gonzalez here. He's the CEO of Extreme HD. And let me give out our phone numbers here so that you can call in and talk to him. George is doing something really unusual for a CEO of the company. He's dedicating an entire hour to take your phone calls, so let's give the numbers out. The number is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. Or you can join us in our chat room, and the chat room is located at chat.satelliteguys.us. I also want to say hi to everybody tonight on the Access America Radio Network. This is our first inaugural broadcast of the Satellite Guys Radio Show on the Big Bird. So hello to everybody across the nation listening via satellite. Oh, George, I understand that you're getting ready to launch here, and you actually have units going up for pre-sale now, your reservation system. And I got an email over the weekend saying that you're looking at doing something special, something about five free movies. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. We're running a special offer prior to the network launch at the end of April that for any of the customers that reserve their Extreme HD Pro Start or their Fast Start system, we're offering them five free movies. So that is an added benefit of just helping us get the numbers in terms of which of the products they would like, whether it's a pro receiver or whether it's a standard receiver, and being able to enjoy the high-quality Blu-ray titles there in their home.
Now, I'm looking at your brochure right now, and I'm looking at the Fast Start and also the Pro. Can you tell me the main differences between the two units?
Sure. It's the same media server. The media server is the heart of it that receives the content. The difference in the media receivers, however, is that the Pro Start is designed specially for those value audio quality to high-end audio equipment. So if you have a preamp such as a Meridian, Class C, other high-end preamplifier that takes eight channels of analog inputs, our Pro Receiver is specially designed to decode the high-end audio and provide you with 115 dB of dynamic range on the analog outputs, thereby maximizing the efficiency of your existing audio equipment. If you were to choose a different type of system, most cable boxes and other set-top boxes only provide you 5.1 channels of digital output of something like Dolby Digital. So the Pro actually does the high-end decoding and permits you to use your existing equipment without any modifications. The standard receiver is more of a digital receiver. So it provides you two channels of analog outputs, but it provides you then the 7.1 channels of digital outputs through the HDMI. So that's the difference. If you have an HDMI input for your system, then the standard receiver might be for you. If you want the high-end analog outputs, then the Pro receiver is the right fit for you.
Well, I'm looking at the pricing here, and for $100 more, the Pro receiver is actually sounds really worth it for what you're getting. The decoder there.
Pro is quite a bargain at $100 extra to receive 115 dB of dynamic range. Means that if you have let's say you don't have one of the highest end receivers, but you just have a standard receiver, and you have 5.1 channels or 7.1 channels of analog inputs, this product now can deliver that to you because your receiver might not have HDMI capable. So why should you have to upgrade your audio receiver in order to enjoy high quality sound?
All right. Well, George, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to do some adjustments of our audio because people are having a little trouble hearing you. But we're going to get back to you in just 1 second. So stand right by. You're listening to Satellite Guys Radio right here on the Access America Radio Network. Okay, George, can you talk for me for just a couple seconds?
Sure, Scott. Does this sound better?
Let's see here. Something weird's going on. Okay, we're coming back now. Thank you for the patience there while we worked out a little technical problems. People are reporting they can hear George fine now, so that's good news there. All right, George, let's see here if we got any callers coming down the line for you. In fact, yes, we do. So let's go to the 920 area code and say hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, 920 area code. Are you there? We're having some technical difficulties here, George, tonight. I'm sorry about that. Hello, caller. Are you there? I'm terribly sorry, George. Let's talk about how people can order one of these units and get one of them in. I understand you're shipping them at the end of April. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So we're in a pre-order session that they can go to our website at extremehd.com. And but we can spell that for the consumers. That's the letter X, the word stream, STREAMHD.com.
All right, excellent. I figured out what's going on with the phone lines. Actually, Goldie Bob is screening the calls, so I can't talk to the caller while he's screening them. So that's the hang up there. As soon as he's done screening that caller, we will go to SW1000. Let's go there and say hello, SW1000. How are you? Can you hear me, SW1000? There we go.
Yeah.
Welcome to Satellite Guys Radio. I think we got the technical glitches out now.
Okay, great. Hi, George. Thanks for joining us. And Scott, thanks for hosting this. I think this is a great presentation for the listeners out there. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about content acquisition from the studios and what kind of response you've been getting, if any contracts have been signed, if you can discuss anything in specific or even in just in general. And then I wonder if you could follow that up with some discussion about pricing.
Certainly. Thank you very much for the question. So we are in the midst of negotiating the studio contracts. What we can say at this stage is that we are in final negotiations with two of the major studios, and we'll come to market with those two plus several of what are considered the smaller studios. For those of you who came by our booth at CES, you can see the content that the studios have entrusted us with. They've entrusted us with 1080p Blu-ray quality content with stream rates up to 80 megabits per second, and that's unheard of in the market. We will have final announcements on the studios as we get closer to the system launch. In terms of pricing, the pricing of the content is set by studios, so it's on a studio individual basis. But what you should expect is that the pricing is going to be market pricing. So there'll be rental pricing, and then there'll be electronic sale-throughs. For rentals, you should expect standard rates, $4 type rental rates for SDs, $5 rental rates for HD titles. The difference, again, is going to be that our HD titles are going to be full Blu-ray quality and not the highly compressed that you would get from other delivery systems.
Now, George, I understand you're doing something a little different and you're looking to work this out with the studios, but if someone buys a movie from Extreme HD, I hear you're also going to deliver a physical copy on Blu-ray. Is that the case still?
That is one of the options that consumers have available to them. So the night when a title is made available, the consumer will be able to rent it, they will be able to purchase it electronically, or they'll be able to purchase it electronically with a physical delivery. And the physical delivery would then be delivered to them several days later via the mail. But another unique aspect, Scott, that you know that most cable companies, when you do a rental of a title, that rental is typically a 24-hour rental in VOD windows. We've been working with the studios to try to attain the rights so that if you attain a rental, it's either the 24 or the 48-hour rentals based on the contracts that particular studio has available, limited by its existing contract base. And then the ability to re-rent a title at a very reasonable rate, a discounted rate, if in fact they want to see it again within a window time, let's say like 5 days.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me give out the phone number so people can call in. I think we got all our technical bugs out of the way. The number is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. If people are having trouble listening on the internet, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/satelliteguys. Everybody's reporting that's coming through fine there. So go over there and give us a call. Listen in, and let's see here. I hear Bob in the background. Bob, you got something?
No, that's not me.
Okay. Well, let's go to the 703 area code and say hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, 703.
That would be a Virginia number.
It is a Virginia number, but they're not talking. Their mic is up, and I can hear noise in the background.
Yeah, I'm hearing static, too. Wow. I guess they must be Casper there in Virginia.
They are up. So let's say it one more time. Hello, 703. No, I'm sorry about that. So let's get rid of that one. And so, George, one of the things we saw at CES with the Extreme HD was the ability to network everything together with a full gigabit networking. Is that the recommended way to wire Extreme HD, or will 100 megabit network work fine?
Well, it all depends on what you're trying to achieve with your home network. 100 megabits would be plenty to deliver one HD stream to a particular receiver. But if you're looking to have a whole home solution, which is what the Extreme HD Media Server is all about, let's just look at it. Standard HD from satellite-based systems, direct-to-home-based or cable-based, those are stream rates in the order of 2.5 megabits per second. That can be transported over a local area network, no problem. But now when you talk about Blu-ray quality, the Blu-ray specification goes up to 100 megabits per second. So if you have a video stream rate of 100 megabits per second, plus you then have to have audio in, let's say, 7.1 channels, you're obviously not going to get that much data through on a 100 megabit per second network. So that's why we designed the equipment with use of gigabit Ethernet. So a gigabit Ethernet, we can support four simultaneous Blu-ray streams delivered throughout the house.
Right, that makes perfect sense there. Another thing that makes Extreme HD unique, and we've actually seen some people say, you know, why are they charging $399 for this unit when everything's given away free? This equipment that you're selling us here is not your basic Kmart special satellite equipment. This is top-notch stuff, including your hard drives. Can you tell us a little bit about the hard drives that are being used in the Extreme HD Media Server?
Oh, absolutely. The whole system is designed specifically for HD. This isn't just an upgrade of an existing box that you've seen rewarmed by others. This is a box that's designed to handle the throughput that HD really does. So when you move up from 480p to 720p, or equivalent to 1080i, and then you move to 1080p, the capacity that you need goes up dramatically. It more than doubles in the bit rate that you need to support. So that affects even components like the disk drive that you mentioned, Scott. Although our system allows for scalable storage, that is, that the customer is able to upgrade the storage, start off with a 1 terabyte system, and then slide in a drive from Best Buys or any other retailer you buy a drive through. That drive is a commercial. That drive would be a commercial-based, computer-based drive. Seagate, who is our partner on disk drives, has very specialized drives that are sold for audio-video streaming applications. Most of these drives are not available in the retail store, and we use these specialized drives in order to support multiple streams of HD.
I think we lost Scott. George, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, wonderful internet technology here, just cutting out on us tonight. So you gotta love the internet. So besides the wonderful programming that we have coming from HD and all of the content, this is going to be wrapped up onto AMC 16. Is that correct, George?
Yes, the satellite will be centered right at 85 degrees west longitude, being able to have high look angles to facilitate easy installations through the U.S.
Which is very good because...
Are people allowed to do their own installs? Do you have an installation network? How does it all work?
The customers, when they go to the Extreme HD website and they order the equipment, they will have the option to order professional installations, or we'll ship them the equipment and they can install it themselves. We understand that many of your listeners are quite savvy on installing satellite communications equipment, especially direct to home, and thus we want to give them the option that if they want to enjoy setting up the system and setting up their network, we'll provide them everything that they need to do so.
It should be pretty easy to install. It's just a one LMB system, correct?
Absolutely. That's one of the beauties of our system, is that with a standard direct-to-home size antenna and a single LMB, we can pull in multiple transponders worth of streams into the home. So pointing is facilitated. And for those who need some assistance with pointing, if they so choose, we have a device called an antenna pointing tool that will automatically help the consumer lock onto the right carrier and peak the signal level to the optimum level.
Right. Now, that signal is now live on the bird as we speak now. And in fact, I remember last year you were showing me that the signal was live, and you were pretty excited about that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is a... Unlike other technologies, this is a brand new transport technology. Since the late 80s, when direct-to-home really took off, this is the first transport network that can now come up live on direct-to-home and deliver direct-to-home service. But unlike others, it's using standard FSS satellites. So this is quite an achievement to now be able to bring new service of delivering higher quality HD over existing satellite resources. What that means to the consumer is that the network and capacity can grow and expand using satellites that are already in orbit rather than having to launch custom new satellites.
Now, how often are you updating? How often are you updating the Extreme HD with new movies when you plan to launch here? Are movies coming out like same day releases, or is there going to be a little delay there?
Is the question of what the release window is for VOD based?
Yes.
Okay. The release window that Extreme HD will be providing would be day and date release with DVD release window.
Oh,
on
nice.
Some titles that might be special titles, the studios would enact special schedules that they might delay the VOD by 7 days, but they would then release the ESTs, or the electronic sell-throughs, on the day that it's released in the store. So let's say that if a particular title, like let's say Star Trek, was coming out on Tuesday, the electronic sell-through would be available on that Tuesday. If the VOD was aligned with the EST schedule, then it also would be available on that Tuesday.
Interesting. Well, I see the phone lines are filling up again, and the 703 caller's back, so we're going to try taking them on the air right now. So, hello, 703 caller, you're on the air. That person just wants to hear the show. They're not talking. All right. They're there. We can hear them, but they don't want to talk. I don't understand what you're doing. Oh, George. I do apologize about our technical issues that we had earlier tonight, but everything seems to be flowing fine. People in the chat room want to know, what about using an existing dish, such as a DirecTV dish?
Well, because satellite communication points an antenna at a particular satellite, and the satellite that we're operating on would be SES, AMC 16, and that's at 85 degrees west longitude. DirecTV's satellites are in the neighborhood, not exactly pointed there. So unless we're operating on the same satellite as that carrier, the same antenna can't be utilized.
I would think that it couldn't be utilized anyway, since DirecTV is circular polarized instead of horizontal and vertical.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is
all
true.
All right. Let's see here. What else can I ask you about here? Bob's screening the caller, and actually the 703 caller just went off the line there.
I don't know what's going on with that caller, but wow, that's first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, let's
give guys, it maybe I could suggest that we bring out something about the delivery mechanism of satellite and the advantage of a satellite-based delivery versus many of the technologies on the market now are bringing VOD based on internet delivery. And
that's
when you talk about internet delivery, internet delivery is a unicast. So for what that means that when you transmit a movie to a particular home, that movie is only destined to that one home. So if that movie consumes 1 gigabyte of data, it only went to that one consumer. Business model can scale with the 100 million TV households in the United States. So just think about what's happening with the internet and this phone calls that are happening here where we get internet at times. Well, if you had a million users wanting to have a...
Oh, and I think we lost George now. George, you still with us? Boy, this weather is getting the best of us tonight, Bob.
Oh my God, that explains it all.
Yeah, that explains it all. This is snowing like crazy here. Lines are lighting up. George is going to call back in with us here in a second, hopefully. And I know he's driving in his car right now trying to head for home in this winter weather. Here in Connecticut, we're getting a major snowstorm as we speak. Driving home from work tonight took me almost an hour and a half. It's really bad out. And let's see if we can get George back on the line here.
And how many shows we've done, and we've never had this issue come up. It's the one time that this happens. It's a lovely day. That's all I got to say. Well, it looks like
here.
We're taking another caller.
No, I'm calling George back.
Scott, I lost.
There we are. Miracle of technology. This weather tonight is killing us, George.
Yes, it is.
Well, while we were having you drop off the line there, we got another caller on the line from the 920 area code. So we're going to say hello to that person and put them on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, it's SRW1000 calling back again. And
sure.
If you could talk about the equipment itself. Once it's purchased, we actually own it. Is there a use for it if we decide to discontinue the service, or does the equipment have to be returned, or can it still be used as a network and server-type technology for other content?
That's an excellent question. George?
And the answer is yes, it can. So consider that our media server not only has the ability to receive the movie content, it also has a network video recorder. Now, the network video recording feature, depending on the final negotiations with the studio content, may not continue to be activated. However, the distribution of the titles that it has would be. So in our system, you have the ability to purchase titles. So if you buy a particular movie, we've been in negotiations with the studios because we're breaking new ground here about being able to deliver electronic sell-throughs. So let's say that you go to buy a movie and you want that movie available. And let's say once you buy it, you have the right to have that movie. So we needed the ability to provide our subscribers the ability that even though the media server can deliver that title to you, or if your hard drive failed, we could then replace the movie for you. You could call up and say, oh, we had a hard drive crash, and how do you get the movie? Well, that movie can be re-downloaded to you because you bought the rights to that movie. And we're negotiating those rights right now for a 15-year period. Now, hopefully you're not going to leave the service, given that it's a very, very cost-effective and economical at a monthly subscription of only $10 a month. But if you did, the media server can continue to be a DLNA-based delivery system so that if you have titles, both music or movies, and you make them available to the media server will distribute them throughout the house to other compliant clients.
I think that's going to make a lot of users happy out there, especially the fact that if the hard drive did crash, they could give you guys a call and say, hey, I lost my movies, can I get them back? And that's going to make a lot of people very happy. But my question, George, is are you also going to partner with online providers like Hulu or YouTube so that way people can get content delivery through the internet to the system?
Well, we don't have any currently negotiated, but I would say just stay tuned for that.
Sounds interesting.
In addition for us delivering movies over satellite, we will be delivering some titles that, let's say, are less frequently used titles over the internet. So let's say when the studio saw the kind of technology that Extreme HD is bringing to market, they have big catalogs of titles. And rather than just marketing the very latest titles, which everyone does want and we will be providing, there was the request of, well, can you handle titles that are from their catalogs? Well, if customers request those titles and they're not frequently asked for, some of those titles, especially the older titles, may be delivered over the internet, which would give...
Oh, and I think we lost George again. Oh, the weather is playing all kinds of games with us tonight here. So...
But that was my bad, Scott. I thought that was a caller on the air. Sorry.
Okay. George, one of the questions that's been frequently asked about your service is the DVR feature of it. Is it true that it only has a UHF tuner?
The media server is equipped with three high-definition ATSC tuners. So it can record your off-air content and then store them in the library and deliver them throughout your house. It can even deliver them to game stations, which is a little unique right now. So if you have a PS3 at home, you could watch TV from your PS3.
Yeah, we saw that demoed at CES, and that was very, very interesting that you could do that. How is it set up for recording stuff like series timers and things like that? And also, where does it pull the guide data from? Is it pulling from the PSIP or is it pulling from a different provider?
So the electronic program guide is distributed with the network information over the satellite link. So we've contracted with a party, a electronic program guide provider, to provide all the metadata and all the program schedules. That gets delivered to your media server, and then you select the titles that you want. You can either live TV and watch that, or you can have it record any particular program you want. You can select an episode or a whole series of a particular episode. You could say, you know, you want to watch the Olympics, and it would record all the Olympics and put it on your media server. Than any client device, because it's a network video recorder, so it can simultaneously be recording three simultaneous channels, putting it on the hard drive, and then delivering that data to any endpoint within your home.
Excellent. Now, one thing you told me about at CES was the ability to offload stuff from your main hard drives and stick it on a secondary hard drive. Can you explain to the listeners how that all works?
Sure. That's part of our scalable storage. So our scalable storage allowed for the customer to be able to increase the storage capacity within the media server. The base unit that we have is a 1 terabyte server, and then from that, we can scale up to a 4 terabyte of internal storage. But if you go and buy electronic sell-throughs, you may want to offload those from your media server, or you may want backups of the video and audio content that you have on your server. So our system has an eSATA port. It's a 3 gig eSATA port. You can plug in a standard eSATA drive. Our storage partner Seagate has various models of disk subsystems that can plug into the back of our media server, and you can then move your content onto that. So it serves two purposes: for archiving the titles that you want, as well as storage of and backup of your purchased content.
Well, that's quite interesting. How many external drives can you have, or is it unlimited?
There is a single eSATA port, but our server supports a feature called disk replication, and what that means is that from a single eSATA, it could access many drives in the disk subsystem. Seagate has a model that has 5 disks in an array, so you could plug in those 5, plug into 1 disk subsystem, and you have access to all of them.
Okay,
now, George.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, okay, George. We had a question in the chat room about the ability to burn off-air content onto a Blu-ray disc for movies, so that way users would be able to back up and storage content that way. Would there be any DNLA issues any issues that if providers say you can't burn this to the Blu-ray, would that be there?
We will be able to relocate the off-air content to disk subsystems or to even your PC, per se. Let's say you're traveling and you want to take a few episodes of off-air content with you. You could move that content over to your PC and from your PC either play it back there or store it and move it to another system. So we don't directly support burning of a DVD because our system is not a PC. It's a highly specialized media server based on our system on a chipset. But we're not precluding the consumer from making backups of their video data.
Okay, very good. And also, do you have any plans on partnering with satellite companies or cable companies or fiber optic companies to present this product in conjunction with their services?
Unfortunately, I can't address that at this stage. From our perspective, here's where we're aiming, is that we're bringing a new service, and this service is delivering Blu-ray quality titles to the home. We're not trying to replace every possible system that's out there. That's not what our objective is. Our objective is to permit the customers to get the highest quality available at the same price they would pay for lower quality content. Now, to that end, our media server does something very unique. It delivers this content that other systems can't deliver. But there's other programming content that you can get available to you. And we want that to be available to the consumers. So we're going to allow the consumers to have that flexibility to have access to the high-quality content. And eventually, we will then bring on board partners that
their equipment in terms of media receivers and as well as sites that can deliver content to our media servers can support. So ours is going to be an open system. And that's why we chose a transport technology within the home that's called Digital Living Network Alliance, a DLNA, so that we can deliver audio and video to your PC or to your TV or to your game station even.
That's very interesting. We got another caller on the line with us, George. Let's go and say hello to whoever, who's ever calling from the 662 code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I looked on your website earlier, and you talk about you can pre-order movies and TV shows before they come out. If you're doing it for rental purposes, what are you charged for it, when you actually watch it or when you actually get to download it?
I'm sorry, the phone link was interrupted slightly. Can you repeat the last part of the question?
Yes, when you if you'd like to pre-order a movie or a TV show, when are you charged for it? When you went to download it or when you start watching it?
When you start watching it.
Okay.
So consider your system not the standard VOD-based system. We call ours a prefetched entertainment system. Let's say that you wanted, just as a broad example, you wanted all new releases. From all the major studios, there's approximately 180 new titles released each year. You could ask our media server and say, please bring me all new titles. So every new release would be delivered to you. Now, just because they're delivered to your media server did not mean that you got charged. What it's doing is, out of the overall network stream, it will pull in titles that you may be interested in or that you've expressed specific interest in. You didn't get charged for it. You can watch the trailers. You can read the reviews. And when you go to make a decision and you say, yes, I'd like to rent it or I'd like to buy it, at that point is when you would be charged. So you'd be either charged the rental rates, and it would display what the rental rates are for that movie, or the electronic sale-through rates.
Okay. That answered my question. I appreciate it.
Certainly.
All right. Well, you're listening to George Gonzalez. He's the CEO of Extreme HD, and he's joining us tonight answering your questions, and this is very unique for us. So if you're listening out there on Blog Talk Radio or Access America, please give us a call. Our number is 877-728-4897. We had some technical glitches at the beginning of the show, but I think we've got things under control now. So please give us a call. George is here to take your calls. And I admire your gumption there, George, for coming out with us tonight and, you know, taking any call, any question, you know, without us screening them for you. Not many CEOs would do that, so thank you very much.
Oh, certainly. You know, Scott, one of the things that we view is that engineering facts are on our side. So I'm more than willing to answer any questions that any consumer and any of your listeners out there want to know. So you're hearing it from me directly, and I'll answer it truthfully and give you the real data without any marketing fluff on it. On many, many try to market products and try to market them in a way that the consumer may not totally understand what the product is offering. We're trying to come out with this product in a way that we're giving the consumer more value than they've ever received from other products. For instance, I'm sure everyone has struggled at some point about audio cables or the cables to their TV, right? You've gone to your local audio video store and you've seen cables and you've seen some very high priced cables, right? Do you really need that really high priced cable? Some people say yes, right? Well, we're engineers. We've got the test equipment to measure what performs and what doesn't perform. Extreme HD, by the definition of our name, is all about delivering the highest quality audio and video that your consumer electronics equipment can process. So we want to make sure that you can receive 1080p. We can go up to 60 frames per second, but most theatrical titles are at 24 frames per second. So what kind of cable do you need? Well, we went and designed an HDMI cable. Why? Because we wanted the consumers to be able to get the highest quality. We not only designed the HDMI cable, we had it manufactured, and then we took the cable and ran it through the HDMI.org web test site to get a full certification. That means that HDMI.org's certification meant that they tested that cable to make sure that it could pass all the technical specifications of the full compliance of that interface. And we provide that cable free of charge with our media receivers because we want the consumers to get their money's worth out of this system.
Well, definitely, you know, as I said online, and I said this numerous times, your product is really high-end as far as equipment-wise. And again, I've seen people complaining about the equipment, but when you see what you get and the quality that you get, you won't even think twice about it. If you look back and see what you paid for a lot of people with satellite dishes, you know, going back with DirecTV or Dish Network, you know, you paid $900. Some people paid $900 to get DirecTV installed way back when, and look what the pricing is now. Extreme HD is giving you full HD content, you know, with high bit rate, something you're not going to see from Dish Network or DirecTV on their equipment, which is all top notch, you know, audio file, video file quality equipment. And, you know, that's a really great thing you've got going there, George. And I do see we have another caller on the line, so we're going to say hello to the person calling from the 920 area code and say hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's SRW1000 again.
Okay.
I want to make more of a comment rather than a question. And I don't know if there's a way to answer this question. First, I think the equipment prices are very reasonable, and I've got absolutely no qualms with the pricing of the equipment. But I think it's the content costs that are somewhat bothersome to a lot of people. And I know that in comparison to video on demand type prices, even those prices are very reasonable with Extreme HD. The comparison, though, is to perhaps like a Blu-ray rental outfit like a Netflix or a Blockbuster Online, where if you want, let's say, rent one movie a week as an average consumer, with Extreme HD, you're looking at a cost of $10 for the basic service plus $20 for the four movies, roughly, for a total of $30. And those same four movies you could get on Blu-ray as a rental for around $10 to $12. And I guess part of the concern is I know a lot of these prices are set by the studios themselves, and you've got limited control over how much they're going to decide to charge you for what they own. But I think somehow they've got to get the idea across to them that as an alternative, if people want things digitally, there's that whole big market that nobody even wants to talk about, and that's the BitTorrent sites, which are horrible for the studios because they don't make a penny on them, and they're so readily accessible. If you just do an internet search for a movie, one of the things that pops up are a bunch of BitTorrent sites, which is awful. So those of us who willingly want to pay for content are looking at spending about $2 a movie for a disc-based rental. It's probably more than that in stores. I haven't been to a store for years. But to do that digitally, which should be saving lots of money on transportation, inventory, and all kinds of other things, the prices for the video on demand and for your service just seem a little bit out of line to the average consumer. Now, high-end consumers are going to appreciate the extra quality with Extreme HD, and I think that's fantastic. And, again, I think the hardware is top-notch. I don't think there's any question about that. But the actual content costs are going to be a hard sell to the average guy, I think. And I don't know if there's any way that you can negotiate with the studios and help them realize that. I think they just seem oblivious to the whole thing. And I'm sorry, that's kind of a rant. It's not really a question, but if you've got anything that you could add to that, that's just an average consumer's perspective on what you're trying to sell and what we as consumers want to buy.
I appreciate your question in there, and I did understand your question regarding, you know what, I align myself with a lot of what you said. What I would ask you to consider is that we can't change a big establishment overnight. This really brings, our system is really bringing a new distribution network that can provide, just given that it's high quality, but it's going to be convenience and availability, two things that consumers do need. I myself go to my local Blockbuster to pick up movies. I have a TiVo. I've got even a Vudu. But many times I'm unwilling to wait the time, 4 to 6 hours, to download a title. This new system brings a change to the way distribution will occur. The studios recognize that change is coming, and I hope that you can see that there that change is happening ever so slowly. We would really want bigger change to occur, but it is occurring. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal just this past Thursday or Friday, and it talked about the DVD release window and the windows moving forward. That's one tangible way that you can see how the industry is changing. But it's not going to happen overnight. And as a result of that, we set the lowest prices that we can with the studios setting the base prices of the movies. What you get with Extreme HD is the ability to get any title that you wanted when you want it. So you don't have to go out to the rental store. You don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. The title's going to be available there, and you're going to get it in Blu-ray quality. So that's the value proposition that it's really bringing you as a consumer. Convenience, quality, at the same price as any other video rental retailer. Those who aggregate content in terms of subscriptions, they're not doing revenue sharings with studios. They buy a DVD and then they circulate it. But you're left to their estimation of what title is going to be popular. So if they thought that Star Trek was going to be popular, but another title was not, and that was the title you wanted, they might only have, you know, a limited number of copies. So it might take. That's exactly why a Netflix has a queue. A queue because they can't deliver based on the demand of the subscriber. So we want, when a movie comes out, that midnight on the night that the studio says it can be released, that it's in your home. You didn't have to go get it. You didn't have to go wait 5 hours to get it downloaded. It's delivered to you. 1 minute after midnight, you have it available. And you're never denied and the highest quality. Hopefully,
yeah, George, is there...
change. We have another caller on the line for you, George. And nice to see the phone lines lining up at the end of the show. hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I just had a technical question. In terms of the video, I guess from what I understand, you can have 1080p or 1080p 60 or 1080p 24. Also, with the HDMI audio, is that going to be a bitstreamed audio, or can we choose LPCM, multi-channel PCM, instead?
On HDMI, you can choose either. So if you want the Extreme HD media receiver to do the audio decoding, then what
right.
will come out the HDMI port is 8 channels of LPCM.
All right, that's great. For those of us with first-generation HDMI surround processors, they can only accept PCM. So that is an option.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, just to get some of the pricing straight, it's $10 a month, and then you said just market prices for the movie. Are there any other fees on top of that, or is that really pretty much it?
That's it.
Okay. I think the pricing, to be honest with you, for new delivery means like this, I think is pretty fair. I think a lot of us would pay this to have this type of quality right up front immediately and not have to wait for Netflix. I'm a Netflix subscriber, and I pick up at Blockbuster when Netflix doesn't deliver on time, so I'm sort of double whammy like a lot of folks. The other thing I wanted to ask about, in terms of the Blu-ray quality, I know a lot of there's been a lot of speculation that it is true Blu-ray. I guess is what you're saying in terms of artifacts or lack thereof. If I was to put an extreme Blu-ray picture on next to an identical Blu-ray copy and go frame by frame, is what you're saying is that the video is going to be indistinguishable, or will we see some other problems? I don't know what. Color space or contrast or macro blocking or other artifacts that we might see over our regular DirecTV. I'm a DirecTV subscriber as well. Can you comment on exactly what I upfront the money, what I'm going to see on my first download? Is it going to be like I'm not going to know it's distinguished from a disc? Or
I'd be happy to comment on that.
Sure.
The encoding on our system, the primary function of the encoding for our system is to deliver quality to the subscriber, not to squeeze out to fit into a channel that has been predefined by a satellite or a cable-based network. That's not what our system's about. We deliver content, we deliver it to the home faster than the video playback, which is a subtle point. But many of you out there that are technically savvy would understand that most of the DVD-based systems deliver and play back a movie based on the runtime of the movie or the playback time, because the systems don't do storage. In our system, we do. We push out the content much faster than the titles playback. We can accept, and at CES, We showed several titles that were as high as 80 megabits per second. But in all cases, we showed over two dozen titles that were between 50 and 30 megabits per second. We didn't ask the studios for special encoding. We accepted the encoding that they did for their Blu-ray titles. So we didn't pick a 30 and a 50 for one movie and then an 80 for another. We just accepted whatever encoding they had that they had put on their Blu-rays. Now, many of you have the ability to have H.264, and there's been an expressed interest of, well, do we only do MPEG-2 or do we do MPEG-4 with AVC? We support both. The innovation of Extreme HD is the ability to transport the content to the home. So is there a difference if the original movie was MPEG-2 versus MPEG-4? Absolutely there is. There's ever so slight an issue. But you can still get on DVD, on Blu-rays, titles that are encoded in H.264. Now, it is not the primary encoding today, but it is going there with many of the studios, like the encoding houses like Deluxe and Technicolor. But the real key is that we're not trying to squeeze the content down to fit into a small pipe. Ours is about delivering a quality product. And so if you went frame by frame, we'd welcome you. If you're ever in the Washington area, come by our offices. We open invitation to any consumer. Come by our offices and come into our test lab and see the system. We'd be happy to show it to you and be able to use our test equipment to show you the quality that this is delivering to you.
Well, that's really interesting, George. We've reached the top of the hour here. I don't know if you need to go or not, but we do have some more questions if you want to stick around. Do you have a couple more minutes?
I do. I saw that on the online site there was a question about would we consider a lifetime membership.
Yep, there was someone asked us to do what TiVo does and sell a lifetime membership.
We'd be willing to entertain many ideas like that. We set a very
low monthly number right now for the service at $9.95. Even a TiVo subscription costs $12.95. If paid monthly for 1 year or 2 year activation, I forget what it is I'm paying. I have two TiVos in my house, and for each TiVo, I'm paying whatever it is, $12 a month times two. We have one network video recorder, and it's $9.95. Would we be open to a lifetime type offering? Yeah, certainly. You know, we'd even welcome that consumers might suggest. What's of interest to you? Tell us. We'd be happy to try to support you and come up with offerings that are of interest to you.
Now, George, going back to programming real quick.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Now, George, going back to programming real quick, has the thought or the idea been entertained of offering movies that are in theaters currently at a higher price? I know a lot of people that go out and they go see movies like Avatar in 3D and theaters, and not all movies are in 3D, and some of them they just like to enjoy in their home. Has that idea been entertained?
In our discussions with studios, that has been discussed, is that several of the studios want to choose particular movies, and they're looking at new ways. That's where I was saying and suggesting to the earlier caller that the studios do have an interest in trying new markets, and this is a new market for them. We basically are a conduit. We're not an aggregator like your standard linear programmers. We're a conduit to let the consumer gain access to the libraries of the studios. So some of the studios have asked us about, hey, if we pick a particular title, will you support and can your system support day and date release with theatrical? And we said, absolutely we can. That call as to which titles is going to be the studio's call. They will tell us which titles they want to provide on day and date release with theatrical, which is pretty groundbreaking. You mentioned 3D, and I saw that on the blog there was also a question about 3D. So 3D titles, I think you're going to see more and more titles come out in 3D. And that's one thing that the titles that we distribute are what the studio wants to deliver to the consumers. As these 3D titles come out, those titles then will be able to be distributed by the Extreme HD. We're not limited to just MPEG-2 or just MPEG-4. We will even be launching electronic games to the home, which means we can deliver a perfect copy of a title directly to the consumer's home.
Now, interesting, without going too far in it, because I'm sure you can't talk too much about it, how would those games be played? Would they be played on the system itself or on, like, your PlayStation 3 on the network?
Well, the first release on the gaming side is going to be the distribution of PC games, because the PC games is between Extreme HD and the studios of the PC games. So the console manufacturers don't have to do any updates, right? Your PC can accept the PC game just the same way that we can get movies or photos off of your PC. We will make a PC game available to the PCs in your home. And then you will play those PC games on the PCs. We're simply, consider us the virtual media.
That is actually kind of exciting if you really think about it. I know a lot of people are interested in the gaming, and to wake up one morning and find a new game there that they really, really want automatically available to them is going to be a big plus.
Absolutely. I saw that there's a question about the remote control. Might it take a minute to answer that question?
Sure, the remote control is something amazing in itself. Tell us about it.
So a caller has asked about if the remote control is IR or RS, and whether or not it can be controlled using a universal remote. We designed our remote control very uniquely. And not only the remote control,
but we should highlight that it's actually the media receivers as well. So the media receivers are enabled with both IR receivers and RF receivers, or I should say transceivers to be more accurate. The remote control is also uses both protocols. It uses both IR and Zigbee RF. What that enables that is if a user has a universal remote, they will be able to control our media receiver with their universal remote control. Now, the flip side is also available, that if you use our remote control, our remote control will talk wirelessly, or RF, back to the media receiver, but it has certain buttons that it will also modulate out using IR, so that you can have one remote control be able to turn on your TV and your audio-video receiver, because those are most likely IR devices. And if you change the inputs, you press our input button, and our remote control will send out the IR codes to your TV and to your audio-video receiver, so you don't have to pick up two other remote controls in order to get the programming you're looking for.
Very, very interesting. Very, very nice. Looks like a couple people in the chat room are very happy about that. Before, when Extreme HD was first announced, you announced that you would have some kind of telephone interface available with Extreme HD. Is that still the case, or is that something that was come and gone?
I'm sorry, Scott. The phone broke up right as you were asking. Can you repeat the question?
Sure. I'm asking about the telephone interface. That's going to be something that's going to be available in Extreme HD. When you first announced Extreme HD, that was one of the features of it. And I do see some mentions of it on your spec sheet here. How is that going to work?
Yes, our media server has the ability to provide some advanced phone features for consumers. And one might ask, well, why did you do that? It has nothing to do with delivering of movies. Well, that's because Extreme HD is more than just movies. What it provides the consumer and why we did it was to offer the consumer more value. Why? Do they know Extreme HD? They don't. Will they know Extreme HD? Absolutely. So we said, we're going to give some additional value. Some users are contractors, or they telecommute and they work at home. And when they do so, the phone system that they have at home isn't really a business class system. Our ASICs have plenty of audio processing capability. We use multiple processor cores inside of our ASICs. So it was a very easy feature for us to add to deliver to the customer the ability for that customer to be able to have a business-grade phone system available to them. So we did so. And why? We have a feature called Extreme HD Calling, which means that, Scott, you could pick up the phone, it would go through our media server, and you can call any other Extreme HD customer for free. It would use your broadband connection. If you have an analog phone, it will convert it into a digital phone and do a VoIP call for you. If you have a VoIP phone, it'll do the call establishment and connect you to another Extreme HD customer. Now, it only goes Extreme HD to Extreme HD. So why did we do it? As our way of saying, we could have spent dollars to go market and market the product, and we are. But we thought one way is that if we give our customers added features, you will be the marketing for us. So if we save you money on your phone bill because now you can call your friends and family, the only way you call your friends and family with our system is by having them have our system as well. So in essence, we help you, and it helps us.
Very, very interesting.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. One thing that we haven't talked about yet tonight is that you're going to start shipping units at the end of April. How do people get on the waiting list?
Oh, we have we did this pre-order because we had on our from our previous CES and this past year, we've had over 5,000 subscribers or prospective customers inquire saying, please let us know when the system's going to be out and available. The reality is this, is we signed on the number three contract manufacturer in the world. They can do high volumes, high quality. The company is Jabil Circuits, if anyone is in this field and knows of them. But it takes time. It takes time to get them up to speed and do a technology transfer to them. They're busy now building units. But when we launch the system, we're not going to have as many units as we wish we could have in the first month or two. We didn't want there to be the overall rush and disappoint customers that have waited to get the system. So we said, you know, for those that are most interested, we'll do a pre-order. They can put down a $25 down payment on the system, and then it reserves them a unit. And when the units start shipping in April, they're the first ones on the list to get it. The reality is we're not going to have enough units for April. And so we encourage those that are really enthusiasts to get the latest system to be able to do the pre-order. We offered a special offer now because we say, well, you're putting out $25. All that's really telling us is that you're interested and what type of system you're interested in, which is whether it's a fast start or a pro start based system. So we know how to tell Jabil which one of the units to build more of for the initial order. And in doing so, we're offering 5 free movies, which is a value of up to $25. So in essence, the $25 is basically a discount off of the for those who order early. So that's the offer that we were providing for the early customers.
And they can sign up for that just by going to extremehd.com. That's the letter X, extremehd.com. And they click on the button there, and they can sign right up and be put in the queue.
Absolutely.
That's excellent. Hey, I'm looking at your spec sheet right now for your HD ProStar unit, and I'm really interested in the Pro Media receiver. Is there anything else you can plug into the Pro Media receiver, or is it only limited to Extreme HD being plugged into it?
The Pro receiver will take content from our media receiver. There will be software upgrades that will come along that when other servers are able to provide content that pass the DRM requirements of the studios, our receivers will also be able to receive that content.
Now, the reason I asked that question, I was just thinking of this, is, you know, I purchased a movie from Extreme HD, and I love it, and you guys sent me the Blu-ray copy in the mail, and I want to watch the Blu-ray copy, but my receiver doesn't process the pure sound, so I want the ProStar receiver where I can plug it into my analog inputs and get the full sound out of it. And that's why I was asking that question, so that I could have the same experience that I got from Extreme HD.
Oh, absolutely. That is the case. The Pro receiver will do the audio decoding if your audio subsystem lacks that particular audio decoder. So we support quite an array of audio decoders. If you don't mind, let me just roll them out, because when you look at other internet-based products, most products will decode one type of audio. We decode many. We have DTS lossless, DTS core, DTS high res. Those vary in bit rates all the way up to 24 megabits per second for the audio streams. We also support FLAC. Many audio enthusiasts are really big into FLAC, and they're encoding their content into lossless audio for FLAC. So we support FLAC up to 7.1 channels. We also have Dolby Digital Plus. The plus in the Dolby Digital means it's the higher rate encoder for Dolby. So it's up to 7.1 channels of Dolby. and that means that it supports both Dolby and Dolby Digital Plus. And that's the one that would be AC3 and EA Plus.
Confusing because I guess
we also support linear PCM as well, MP3, and AAC Plus. AAC Plus is what is typical for iPhones and various other portable media players. So it's quite an array of audio processing that's available.
What about on the video side of things, if you have a home media set up, is stuff off your computer shareable throughout your house?
Yes, it is. We're able to support both MPEG-2 and MPEG-4 processing. And we can do bit rates or frame rates from 24 frames per second all the way up to 60 frames per second on our video decoding. You know, one thing that is difficult to really go over on a radio interview is the kind of trip mode plays, but I did want to take just a minute to highlight that so that you understand the features that you get with the system. In the trip mode plays, we support advanced trick modes. Not only do we do the standard fast forwards and rewinds and pauses and so forth. Remember, the media server delivers the titles to a client station, right? The media receiver is the client that receives the audio and video programming. So one server handles multiple streams simultaneously. So to do trick modes, most trick modes that are over a local area network are, let's say, not as integrated as one would like. That is not the case with the Extreme HD. We have special features in there where you can even set markers, and you can see chapters. With standard video on demand, you get a stream of video and audio. You can maybe stop it, but you don't get all the features and functions that you would with a physical media. We have the ability that we deliver the markers that deliver chapters to you. So you can see the chapter, skip to a particular chapter. You can even set highlights in the titles yourself. If there's a particular passage of the movie, you can drop your own marker and then go into another room and pick your system up there, your remote control, and jump right to that marker. So the special trick modes that we have are really to make and facilitate the enjoyment of the content. And it's best seen, but at least I'll take the opportunity to describe it to you.
That's really interesting and a good feature point that differentiates you from other competitor-type products. And I do remember you showing me how the chapter setups and the different markers worked at CES, and that was really a cool feature of that. We have a question in the chat room asking us if you are purchasing a movie, will it be a price for the Blu-ray and without the Blu-ray, so you can get it with or without? Will you be offering something like that?
Well, let's clarify that. So when the options that you will have is to rent the movie, to purchase it electronically, or you can purchase it electronically with physical delivery. When you go to physical delivery, you have the choice of what format you want. So if you wanted a DVD, because that's what you have at home, then you can get the physical delivery as a DVD. When we deliver an electronic purchase, because the movie is delivered to our media server, we always deliver it in Blu-ray quality.
All right. We do have a phone call on the line, so let's go to the caller from the 901 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I was wondering, is there any kind of like a trial period where you can try it, and if you don't like it, send it back or anything like that?
Interesting question,
well,
George.
Unfortunately, we don't have that program. Unlike cable companies or satellite companies that you know, can subsidize equipment. We sell the product. We don't lease it. If you're ever in the Washington area or you're at any one of the big trade shows and would like to actually see the product in operation to experience it yourself, we'd welcome you to see it and be able to experience the product live yourself.
Or if you're in Connecticut, you can stop by my house, or I'm sure if you're in Chicago, you can go by Goalie Bob's as well, because we're both lonely people and need company. No, just kidding. We got another caller coming in, Bob, and this one is also from the 612 area code, so let's take that caller there. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering, I didn't hear mention of the Dolby HD audio format. Is that not included with your new device?
That is true. Our current media receivers is not supporting true HD. And, you know, I'll be honest with you and tell you the reason why. Do you know the difference between Dolby True HD's format and their Dolby Digital Plus format?
Well, I assume there's some additional bandwidth there between those two.
Yes. So the issue to us, to be straightforward and honest about it, is that Dolby True HD is a format that if we were to send the movie in Dolby True HD and you didn't have a True HD decoder, then, and let's say you had a Dolby Digital Plus decoder, you couldn't decode the movie then. Because True HD is a special format and it is not backwards compatible with Dolby Digital or Dolby Digital Plus. That's not the case with DTS. DTS Master Audio has a lossless and a lossy component. So that if your receiver, let's say you tell our receiver, don't do the decoding, pass it on to your audio-video receiver for you to do the decoding. If your receiver was set up for, let's say, 5.1 channel and your particular receiver supported DTS core and DTS high res, which goes up to 6 megabits per second, but the soundtrack that we're delivering for a particular movie is DTS Master Audio, your receiver could still decode the highest quality that your equipment is capable of. So it, out of the same source content, it could decode, let's say, the core, or which is 1.5 megabits, or the high res, which goes up to 6 megabits. Said differently, DTS provides that the lossy decoders are a subset of the master audio information. And that wasn't the case with True HD. Because we didn't see a lot of penetration on True HD, we said, we're not going to support it right now. That doesn't mean that we're not going to support it in the future. If the market demand changes for that, our system is capable of and has the horsepower to decode that lossless soundtrack.
Thank you. Sounds like you gave me all the information I needed. Thank you.
Certainly.
Thank you for calling. Well, George, we've got about 5 minutes remaining to the program here before we run out of time here on Blog Talk Radio and also on Access America Radio Network. And once again, why don't you give out the information on how people can pre-order an Extreme HD unit?
Oh, certainly. Please, you can find the equipment direct. We didn't go through a retail model because we're trying to pass on value to the consumer. So we ask you to go to extremehd.com, spelled the letter X, stream, S-T-R-E-A-M, H-D. If you go to that website, we've launched our new commercial website that allows you to purchase, or at least today, to pre-order the equipment. It will turn into a purchase in April when we send out the announcements for them. The pre-order right now, we have a special offer that you get 5 free movies with your pre-order. So that's a $25 value. So in essence, you're getting another $25 discount on this system.
That's excellent. Well, George, I'm really impressed that you made it through unscathed for the most part here, except for our technical difficulties we had earlier in the show. And as I said, we still have a couple minutes left here, so if someone wants to sneak on the line and ask you a question. But I really appreciate you taking the time for us here at Satellite Guys and on the Satellite Guys radio show for taking all of the questions and being fearless and you know, just taking open calls without them being screened or anything like that. And again, thank you.
Oh, certainly, Scott. We thank you and Satellite Guys for giving us this opportunity. And I want to encourage any of the listeners that after this interview, if something comes up and you want to know the answer, feel free to contact me. You can contact me by going onto the satelliteguys.us website and go to the Extreme HD forum. If you post a question on there, and if you want to highlight it that you want me to answer it, I will certainly do so. I will log on as Extreme HD Guy. So
all right.
If you have a question and you didn't get it answered here tonight, I am happy to provide you the information.
We got a couple questions that popped up in the chat room. We got about 3 minutes remaining here, George. Someone wanted to know that if for some reason, you know, the person moved or something and had to get rid of their Extreme HD system, could they sell it to somebody else and that person be able to activate the unit?
Yes, they would be.
All right. That's a
the new
good one there.
The
new
subscriber would just have to activate.
That's good because I know a lot of people be wondering about that they don't want to have a product that they, you know, move and they can't do anything with. So that's good news there. Electronic purchases that can be moved to the ESATA, ESATA drive, are they locked to the Extreme HD system or can they be backed up to an external server hard drive array?
We've covered that earlier with the external ESATA port. So if you plug on an ESATA subsystem, which is a disk array, you can back up your movies directly to that ESATA port.
Yeah, someone came in later in the chat here. Well, time is running down, George, and once again, I sincerely thank you for hanging out with us here tonight. Not for an hour, for a complete hour and a half, and thank you. We wish nothing but the best for Extreme HD, and we're looking forward to its launch in the end of April. And, again, thank you very much, George, for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Scott, again, and thank you for Satellite Guys. You guys are wonderful in informing the customers about what's out there and what Extreme HD has to bring to them. Thanks again.
For those of people who just joined in late, this complete telecast will be put online later tonight, so you can download it and listen to it at your heart's content, and you'll hear without all the audio glitches that we had at the beginning, so that's a great thing there. Again, once again, thank you to George from Extreme HD, and thank you to everybody for joining us here tonight on the Satellite Guys radio show. Scott Gruskowski and Bob, anything to close with?
You know, this is going to be a really fantastic product that I'm going to be, not only am I going to be going pre-ordered, I hope everybody listening will go pre-order this product because really all the things that George has laid out, there's no reason not to.
Yeah, it's a great value for what you're getting. This is the best of the best. You're not going to get any better picture, any better sound, or any better movies, and that's what it's all about. And when you figure in it's a DLNA server as well, it really seals the deal, and that's really what Extreme HD is. It's extreme everything. It's a Swiss Army knife of home video.
I can't wait for the Extreme Gaming. That's really to have a game come down straight to your home the day it launches and not have to go out to the store, go pick up the media, or anything like that. That's fantastic. I can't wait for that.
I'm sure my wife is looking forward to that one as well. And even the telephone things, if me and Bob can, you know, podcast back and forth using the Extreme HD, so eliminate a lot of our audio glitches here using Skype that we have.
Yep, exactly. And George, thank you for coming on. We can't thank you enough, and we apologize for any audio glitches or any technical difficulties that happens from every once in a blue moon. But thank you, and Scott, I'll let you go ahead and close things out.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back again next week. Don't know what the topic is going to be yet, but I'm sure it'll be something juicy. Again, thanks for joining us here at the Satellite Guys Radio Show. We'll be back on satellite next week as well. So once again, from all of us here at Satellite Guys, a big thank you to George Gonzalez from Stream HD, and thank you for joining us here on the Satellite Guys Radio Show. We'll catch you next week. See ya.